Dear Mr. Chair, Europe is currently the largest importer and exporter of food in the world. Its common agriculture policy, the CAP, is the main public agriculture and food policy in the world, with major impacts within and outside the EU. The CAP was the first European policy, and it had the important objective to rebuild food security in Europe, guaranteeing a good income to producers and providing European citizens accessible price for food. However, in the last years, the focus of this policy has been the modernization and industrialization of agriculture, which brought to a big loss of agricultural employment, market concentration, and reduction of the quality and health of the food consumed by European citizens. Nowadays, the use of chemicals has hugely increased, seriously affecting the ecosystems across the continent, and the temperature increase globally. Diseases as obesity and cancer have also been increasing in Europe, also due to the unhealthy quality of the food commodities available in the market. And the well-known food and culinary heritage of our ancestors is under threat. Now, it's time to go back to the original objectives of the Common Agriculture Policy and rebuild a Common Agriculture Policy based on the food sovereignty principles, addressing the needs of citizens. Food sovereignty in Europe is about developing food and agriculture policies with the direct participation of citizens, ensuring a quality food supply, protecting ecosystems, and bringing social justice to the entire food chain. It is about developing trade relations based on solidarity rather than on competition. By no means it undermines the sovereignty of states. On the contrary, it will strengthen the capacity of the people living in the rural areas to bring their economies to flourish. Food sovereignty is not a policy in itself. Instead, it is the commitment of people to make things better by working, organizing, and creating new realities together, what we are actually already doing in Europe. Mr. Chair, food sovereignty goes further than ensuring the full realization of the right to food. Actually, food sovereignty is a precondition to all other rights included in this declaration. It holistic approach means an explicit transformation of the fundamental relationships underpinning our economies and societies. As other friends already said, food sovereignty is a clear, holistic approach where fair social relations and the healthy and ecological way food is produced is intrinsic. It puts food producers in the center, in the heart of the food system, going much further than just guaranteeing a certain amount of calories per day as mentioned under the concept of food security. Therefore, we are not in agreement with the proposal just presented by the European Union. Unfortunately, the existing human rights instruments do not defend us. The existence of contemporary slavery, land grabs and land concentration, and the unfair distribution of resources are together violating peasant rights and have far-reaching effects in our entire society. Therefore, Mr. President, several countries have already recognized food sovereignty in their legislations. As the first country on the European continent, civil society in Switzerland is currently undertaking an amazing process to have food sovereignty recognized in the national constitution. For all those reasons, Mr. President, and in the name of the millions of European peasants, I urge the European states to keep this article in its integrality inside the declaration. Many thanks, Mr. Chair.